obviously a very good defensive performance for you. Where were you able to take advantage of them mostly there?
Well, you know, I think we guys were focused on it, and you know, it's something that we want to be. We want to be, you know, a really good defensive team, and we knew we were playing against the best defensive team in the league. And I think we were focused on, you know, on being disciplined, and that was the main thing.
Coach, I thought Trey Lyles had a good night, especially playmaking. What did you see from him on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, how would you evaluate this versus his other performances this season?
It's one of his best, because the things that people gravitate to with Trey, you know, on the eye test is three-point shooting. And the reason this game was a significant one for him was because he didn't make shots. And he got himself going on the offensive glass first. Then he drove the ball, and he was a playmaker. And it's hard to do that, you know, when you're, you know, the game play is fast, and it's easy for us to say, hey, you should have made that pass, or, you know, all those decisions. And what he did tonight, the game slowed down for him, and he had his eyes out the whole time, and he was making plays for his teammates. And that's, you know, I know he can shoot the ball. Making plays for your teammates, that's what can make you a unique player. And just want him to continue to embrace that. But his head was in the right place, and he didn't get bothered when he missed shots. He just tried to impact the game other ways. He impacted the game on the glass, and he impacted the game as a playmaker. Didn't show up as assists, but he had, you know, he had a lot of really good decisions and selfless plays.
Rudy Gobert had a nice stat line tonight, but yeah. How effective did you see him against Dwight Howard, especially in that personal battle?
Well, that's what we want from Rudy. It's not about Rudy versus Dwight or anything like that. You know, Dwight's been one of the best centers in the league for a long time, and, you know, Rudy's got a long way to go. But he played with a lot of – he concentrated tonight. And, you know, one of the best things in the second half, they started getting more aggressive, and he recognized it and started rolling more earlier. And I just thought from a mental standpoint, his concentration is continuing to improve. And you know, he'll get better if he's thinking about the right things.
You're now 3-0 when Hayward and Hill both play. You're 6-8 when they don't. Is the team really that dramatically different, or is it just too small a sample size?
Well, I think if you go around the league and you take two of the best players off any team, you're going to play a different team, and we're fortunate we have some other guys that, you know, can step in, but it impacts everything. You know, there's a depth, and they play off each other. I think as much as anything, you know, those two guys, when they're working together, they alleviate a lot of things. You know, the best thing that Gordon did tonight is defend, like, not even close, and I like to think that George has a little something to do with that at times. You know, sometimes when you see somebody that's playing that way, when you're on the wing, it just reminds you that that's what you want to be, and that's how you have to play if you want to win. So I think those two guys complement each other well, and I don't think the fact that we've played well with them isn't really a reflection on the other guys. It's just a reflection on the fact that they're two good players, and they play well together.
Just going back to Trey, can you share the thought process between flipping him and having him come up eventually?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
more minutes than sometimes, you know, you're one of the things about our, you know, Boris didn't, how many games did Boris out? Like 8? And then Fave is out, and so we're you know, it's good that you have a team that wherever they're, you know, Joe Ingles tonight goes in the game for 3 minutes, hits a shot, plays defense, you know. Joe's started this year. You know, Boris has started. Trey's come off the bench. I felt like the matchup was better for Boris early, and I thought that Trey gives us what you saw tonight off the bench is, you know, not just a playmaking, but he can, you know, he's aggressive offensively. So that was the thinking behind it, but, you know, it could change again, you know. So I just think our team's got to continue to, you know, just be, you know, do your job. Whether you're starting or coming off the bench, whether you're playing at the end of the game or not, everybody just do their job, and those things take care of themselves. Trey did that tonight.
Angie, Coach, did you feel like Shelvin gave you a significant advantage as that backup PG because of how familiar he is with Bud's system as opposed to maybe Dante?
No, I think Shelvin, the last time we played, just played really good in the second half. We were, if you're asking me why I played Shelvin instead of Dante, or...
We had four steals.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah.
Familiar.
Right. No question. And I guess what I was saying is it wasn't so much about what Dante, it was really Shelvin and what he was doing. And you hit it on the head. That's, to me, that was the biggest thing, just his intensity and his on-ball defense. And that was good the other night too. And you know, we're going to reward guys that play defense with opportunities to play. And Shelvin did that.
With Dante's minutes are down though in the last couple of games. Do you talk to him or pull him aside and talk about that at all?
I talk to our players all the time. You know, I mean, that's something that not just myself but our assistant coaches and. You know, we have 4 point guards on our team. We have Shelvin, George, Dante, and Raul. And it's the same thing. Everybody's got to be ready to go. And, you know, that opportunity comes and you take advantage of it. It's that simple. So, you know, I expect everybody to be ready to go no matter what the situation. And like I said, we're going to play the guys that play defense and collectively. So that's the goal. Some guys are going to play more than others at various times, and that'll change over the course of the year.
How do you see Rudy's offensive game morphing over time?
I think his, you know, the two things. I feel like his balance has gotten better, and I feel like he's more sure when he catches the ball. So the thing that he's really focused on that I like is just handling the ball in the perimeter, being able to get open and hold his position. And I think the same thing's happening to him inside where he's not dribbling the ball. Because he's more unbalanced and he's able to go up, but you know, I think that there's little things maybe, you know, that he's doing with his balance and his hands, and we see the result of that with the finishing, you know, in the play. And I think, you know, he's embraced his role offensively, you know, and it's not a limited role. What it is a really important role, and that's rolling, getting on the offensive glass. And I think he's gotten real confident at the foul line too, which helps. You know, I just think there's a poise. The game's slowing down for him a little offensively, is what it looks like to me.
Thanks.
Okay.